Malachim Beis Perek Tesayin Pasuk Yudalad. Achaz is going absolutely wrong in every single possible way that he can. He has built a giant replica altar in the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash, but an altar that is a replica of the one in Damascus. And he is bringing his own sacrifices and incense and olos and shlamim on this terrible Mizbeach to Avodah Zarah that he has brought in to wreck his own kingdom's devoutness. Ve'eis Mizbach HaNechoshes Asher Lifnei Hashem. Now, as for the great, huge stone Mizbeach of Shlomo that stood in the Ezras Kohanim in the Azorah, that was the great 16 Amo Mizbeach, called the Mizbach HaNechoshes after the original one at the Mishkan. The original Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu, which had a copper frame filled with earth. This one's not made of copper, but they called it the Mizbach HaNechoshes as well. The great Mizbeach that had seen so many thousands and hundreds of thousands of korbanos since Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. Vayakrev me'eis p'nei habayis. And he brought instead the new Avodah Zarah Damascus altar closer than the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Mibein HaMizbeach, between the original Mizbeach, Mibein Beis Hashem. So it's a mechitza. He put the Avodah Zarah altar between the real Mizbeach and the Heichal, and the Beis HaMikdash itself. So he brought it close from, can't refer to the Mizbach HaNechoshes, which was made of stone and permanently affixed to the ground. So some say it's the copper utensils, and he moved them away. The kioros, the basins that held the water to wash the korbanos, to wash the kohanim, Achaz moved them out of the way to make room for his new altar. Or, just as I said before, put the new altar between the Mizbach HaNechoshes and the Heichal to show somehow that it was more important than the Mizbeach Hashem that was there first. Some say he placed it to the north because of astrological reasons. Vayitein oso al yerech ha-mizbeach tzafona, and he placed it on the side of the Mizbeach to the north. Constellations and planets are stronger when they are in the north, says astrology. Constellations in the northern part of the sky, the Ma'am Loewes elaborates, are above the horizon for more than 12 hours every day. The southern constellations are above the horizon for fewer than 12 hours every day. So that implied power somehow to Achaz. And that's based on Rashi. So Achaz is really tampering with the structure of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Now, why is he going crazy with all of this Avodah Zarah? And in fact, let's see a little more Avodah Zarah. Tesvav, by Yitzave HaMelech Achaz as Uriah Kohen Lemor, King Achaz commanded Uriah the Kohen, saying, Al HaMizbeach HaGodol HaKteres Olas HaBoker Ve'es Minchas HaErev, on the great altar, because his new altar was even bigger than Shlomo HaMelech's altar, so he called it the great altar, the great Mizbeach, you should burn, should offer up the Ola, the burnt offering of the morning, and Ves Minchas HaErev, the meal offering of the evening, Ves Olas HaMelech Ves Minchaso, and the Ola of the king, the burnt offering of the king and its Mincha, the Ace Olas Kolam HaAretz Minchas HaMeniskeyem, and the burnt offering of the whole people, their meal offerings, their wine and water libations, V'chol Dam Ola, V'chol Dam Zevach Olav Tizrok, and the blood of every Ola, every burnt offering, of all the sacrifices, should be sprinkled on my new great altar that I have just made. U'mizbach HaNechoshes Yeli Levaker. And the Mizbach HaNechoshes will be for occasional use. Levaker, Leparakim, says Rashi. Now and then, when I feel like visiting it, I'll use it. So sacrifices are going to be brought to the idols, Mamish and the Chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash. The defiance is unbelievable. And I'll sacrifice to God when it pleases me. Now, what that does is it shows that God is just one God among many. Lo aleinu. What he's saying is, God is just another idol now to him. That's real insult that our friend Achaz is offering. And he's going to do worse as he goes. And Tezayin Vayasur Yakoin Kechol HaShetivo HaMelech Achaz. And again, I really feel that this does not reflect well. Please excuse the construction yelling that seems to be happening outside. But Uriah HaKohen did everything like King Achaz had commanded. So King Achaz is really going way over the top. Very far over the top compared to any other king of Yehuda that we've seen so far. He's going to go even further. We'll see it in a minute. So next time, at the beginning, because it's a slightly lengthy explanation, why is it that he is going so far? So A.J. Heschel suggests that a lot of it has to do with politics as well as piety.